Welcome back to an all-new Whole Creations. I am your host, Ryan Odman. Today, we are going to be interviewing my friend Trayvon all the way in Southern California. He has a powerful story. The world defines Trayvon as someone with special needs and disabled, but God defines Trayvon as able. He is able in Christ to do exceedingly abundantly above all that Trayvon could ask, think, or imagine. So let's go ahead and hear more about Trayvon. Hello, everybody. My name is Ryan Odman, and this is my friend Trayvon.
Hello, my name is Trayvon Arnold.
Hey, Trayvon. We're happy to have you here on Whole Creations. Man, I'm just excited. Let me tell you guys, everyone, about how I met Trayvon. I met Trayvon's, some of his friends, I believe. One of their names is Mindy, and the other one's name is, remind me what the husband's name is?
Pastor Kevin.
Pastor Kevin, yes. And they told me about Trayvon and just the unique abilities that he has and just who God created him to be. And so I just wanted him to be on Whole Creations today to share with you his story. But first, before we hear about his testimony, I want to get to know a little bit more about Trayvon. So Trayvon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I was born and raised in a Christian home. I was raised by a loving couple, by a loving, godly couple. They had almost over 200 foster kids, and I'm actually one of them. But when I was little, I had a rare medical condition called prune belly syndrome, or PBS for short. But when I was adopted into this loving home, this godly couple just ministered to me like nothing else. And they went on to their reward, but God just started working inside my life. Just, you know, God's been so gracious and so good to me, but not only to me, but to the ones that I've ministered to. God's been gracious, so gracious.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, no, I love hearing about your story and just who you are. And just, I really feel like everyone out there, we're in for a treat today as we hear more about Trayvon's story. Without further ado, can you share with us your story?
Of course. My story is, I'm not a perfect person. Believe me, we all aren't.
Right.
After my dad passed, I was a little young. I was probably I was probably 14 at that time. When my dad passed, I was going through a lot in the spirit, just going back and forth. But God gave me strength. My dad was an amazing man. And then on Mother's Day of 2020, my mom went on to be with the Lord as well. It was hard because with Dad, I was kind of young then, so that I wouldn't understand. But when I was 19, like I said, I was pretty mad at God for almost a week, because I prayed and prayed and prayed. I said, Lord, please heal my mother. And that afternoon on Mother's Day, on that Sunday, I called my sister, and my brother answered the phone. And so I asked him, hey, could I talk to mom? And mom was sleeping. Mom was, I asked her, okay, I thought, well, okay, maybe she's sleeping, just trying to get some rest in. And then I'm like, is she sleeping or is she sleeping? She's like, well, he's like, Trayvon, mom has passed away. And I was gonna fall in tears, but God gave me strength. I called Pastor Kevin to make sure if he heard, but I was going to tell him anyway. But he did hear, and just everybody was sending me text message after text message saying, we're here for you. We know your dad and mom are gone, but I've always said this: if you know where someone is, they're never lost, because I know where my mom is and her reward. And I was mad at God. I was like, Lord, why? I prayed and prayed, Lord, why did you take her away? I asked you to please, please, to heal her on this earth. But God said, son, I have healed her. Now, I know you wanted her to be healed on earth, but my will has been done, not yours. And then I'm like, yes, Lord. So I spoke at her service, but I didn't. But the main part about it is I didn't cry, but because I knew where she is, she's on with her reward, like I said. But God has just been so gracious. He's my back. I've actually got back in contact with my biological father, and he's been stepping up to the plate. God has blessed me with so many things. I got back in contact with my biological grandmother. I actually just about like in 2022 of September, I actually baptized her at the church. And then on November 6th, I baptized one of my uncles and his daughter. And then with my grandmother, I baptized my other uncle. So it was marvelous. I had the privilege of doing that. I actually baptized in 2022 of actually of the beginning of 2022, I baptized my nephew. It was actually my first time baptizing someone, but baptizing a family member is just that's when God starts working on the miraculous, and that's when he starts doing things that we don't even know what's happening.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. There's a verse that comes to mind when you were talking about the baptism, 1 Peter 3, where it talks about that it creates just a Christ conscience. I'm butchering that verse, but it's about like just the cleansing of the mind. You gain more of the mind of Christ because you're seeing more and more about how his death and burial and his resurrection, we are within that place as well, where we've been buried and we're made alive in Christ.
That's
So
right.
it's a beautiful thing. For anybody out there, I just want to encourage you, if you have not been baptized yet, make sure you get baptized. It's not it's a representation of what's already taken place with you with saying yes to Jesus. So just want to encourage you, if you've not been baptized, as you've received Christ as your Lord and Savior, please do talk to your pastor, talk to people at your church about getting baptized so that you can receive just, it's a part, I really believe, like it does something in your sanctification process as you're getting to know Christ.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Absolutely. And I actually have a video of that. I don't know if I can share it or not because this is your broadcast, but I wanted to share that with you here today if that's possible. It was a wonderful time. God has been so gracious. Oh man, I feel his anointing already in in this room.
Right now, we are transitioning into live footage of Trayvon baptizing his grandmother.
This is Trevon's biological grandma. So Trevon, you help her on that side. Paul's going to help her when she gets past here. Come on down. Take your time. use each step. You got one more. One more. There you go. And if you come walk around here, there you go. And see that little bar down there? Can you put your feet under it and face that way towards them out there? There you go. All right. Carla, what an amazing testimony that you're Trevon's grandma. Is there any testimony about Jesus you want to give here today before you get baptized?
Kind of mush, excuse me. Yes, Jesus has always been my rock and my salvation. But to make a long story short, Trevon was in our lives, and I think the last time we seen him, he was like 2 or 3. And the enemy and everything else came up against the word of God. And we knocked it back down, and we knocked it back down. But the father of lies came and tried to tell us that Trevon had passed away to glory because he had this rare disease. And we couldn't take care of him, but thank God we had angels like his adopted parents that came into our lives at the right time and the right place. And now my grandson is 21 or 22 or something like that, and he's back in our lives. So I'm saying God will restore what the locusts have eaten. And I'm just so grateful, and for this, it would give me acknowledgments of restoring what the locusts have eaten. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to ask you 2 questions, just like we asked everybody else. Have you asked Jesus Christ inside your heart to be your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I have, Pastor.
Will you continue to serve him by reading your Bible and praying and let the Spirit guide you?
With all my heart.
Okay. Here's the privilege that today, you know, Trevon works alongside us. You know his special needs. And but this man loves God.
Yes, he does.
And he's helped baptize other friends of his. What a privilege that he's going to be the one that baptized you here today. If you'll sit right there and take this hand and pinch your nose. And take that hand, hold your wrists. Trevon, go ahead.
Carla Smith, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
God bless you. Paul's going to help you out.
God can work in miracles, signs, and wonders. Even though we feel like when we mess up at times, believe me, we all mess up. You know, what I've always said before is that when God heals somebody, what if the next question we ask is why? Why would God do that? Well, because he's love. Okay? And guess what? He has a purpose on the other side of a diagnosis, because the diagnosis has to bow its knee to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
So, for those that are watching right now, I want you to remember this. There's a purpose on the other side of a healing. Now, my purpose, I don't know what it is, but God knows it. Because it says in the book of Jeremiah, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And it says in Matthew 19, verse 26, it says, "With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things," not some things, not little things, "all things, nothing is impossible for him." Like, he healed me many years ago when I was born, because nothing is possible for him. Nothing too small, nothing too big, nothing too short. Nothing is impossible to them that believe. And it's like in the verse that says, when the Roman centurion went to see the Lord. Now the Roman centurion, the head of the Roman army, can you imagine, like, the chief of police asking you to come to their house and say, please heal my son? And then the chief says, no, I'm not worthy for you to come to, and, you know, to come into my house. And it was the Roman centurion's faith, the head of the Roman army. It was the Roman centurion's faith that healed him. People say to me, God's dead. No, he's not. No, he's not. He is risen. And he's the God of more than enough. He has more than what we could ask or think or even believe for. Now, what we believe for, that doesn't mean it's going to come like we wanted. The thing that we wanted, it's not going to come out like we wanted, because it's his will that's being done, not ours. It's his.
Amen. Amen. So what words of encouragement do you have for somebody out there? Even though you've already encouraged, but I believe there's more encouragement that the Lord wants to share through you to us. What encouragement?
Man, the only thing that requires for you to have a healing is prayer and faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, we may not see the miracle, but we experience the miracle. Now, if you have faith, the faith can elevate you to a higher understanding for God's kingdom and in his promises. Because God is not a man that he should lie. God does not break his promises. I can assure you of that. He does not break his promises. Because I wouldn't be here today if I would have lived past 6 months old. I would have been in my grave. I would have been in a casket. But I'm here today because if I would have died, I would have not been sharing with you today. And for those that are watching online, I would have not been sharing with you today. I would have not been asked to share with you. But see how God works through miracles, signs, and wonders, everyone? You see how the power of Jesus Christ, the power of his blood, the power of his majestic miracles. Now, he performed, when he was on here on earth, he performed miracles from Nazareth to Galilee to Jerusalem, all over the parts of the world. Now, what I thought just came into my mind, where God did not stay in one place. He traveled from Nazareth, Galilee, and, you know, all over the parts of the world. Now, if you stay in one place, it's not going to help you. But I think moving has to do with your spiritual condition. Now, I'm telling you, I've never thought that. I haven't. Mm-hmm. But moving has something to do with your spiritual condition. It's like when you move to a different house or a different church or a different building. God elevates you to move from one place to another. It's like moving from the next miracle to the next miracle. And that's when the Holy Ghost starts saying, okay, it's time to move. And then when the Holy Ghost starts saying, do it. Because Mary, the mother of Jesus, when they're at the wedding, he was turning water into wine. And Mary is a good example. She said to the servants, she said, whatever he says to you, do it. Don't tell God, oh, hey, I don't know, but no, do it.
Right.
That's all you got to do. So my encouragement is, don't give up. Be in faith believing. Don't give up. Because there's a purpose on the other side of a healing and of your finishing point.
Thank you. Thank you, Trayvon. We appreciate you. We truly appreciate you. Man, the reason why I'm just quiet is because I'm taking it all in. So
yeah, absolutely. Because it's the anointing.
Praise God. Praise God.
To my brothers and sisters in Christ, we will now be going into a time of communion. If you have a piece of bread or a cracker with a cup of juice or water, please feel free to join Trayvon and I in a time of communion right now.
Shall we move into communion?
Of course. Now, in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, the same night he was betrayed, took bread and said, this is my and the Lord said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The same night he was betrayed. Can you imagine someone betraying you and you know it, but you want to still have dinner with them? You still want to have that supper with them? Now, Judas was in the form, Satan was in the form of Judas. But God was in the form of his body and his blood. Will you take of the communion host and remember what Christ has done for you? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that as they take communion, may they feel the healing power of God flow through them. And may whatever pain that they have, may that same healing and may that same blood that was shed on Calvary 2,000 years ago, may that blood of overflowing healing, may that blood just overflow them in their households, upon their children, and upon them. And the same also, he took the cup saying, this is my blood of the new covenant testament in my blood. 2,000 years ago, God said, it is finished. When he said it is finished, all our sins was passed away. When you take of the communion hope of the cup, remember what Christ has done for you. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray for those that are going to be watching this broadcast or listening to this podcast, Lord. May they take communion every single day in the spirit, but here in the physical as well as we just did, Father. May they feel your presence overwhelming them right now. Father, I pray that you would just send your precious Holy Spirit. For those that don't know you as Savior and Lord, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, there's a prayer. Ask him in your heart. Now, the knowing center, my pastor always says to me, the knowing center is not in the mind. It's in the heart. If you want to receive Jesus, if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, would you repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I come to you today.
I come to you today.
As a sinner.
As a sinner.
And I know I've committed sins.
And I know I've committed sins.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Wash me in your blood.
Wash me in your blood.
And give me eternal life.
And give me eternal life.
Satan.
Satan.
You're a liar.
You are a liar.
Get out of my life.
Get out of my life.
Now, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, Lord Jesus Christ.
I accept you.
I accept you.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And I confess you.
I confess you.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
I'm going to live for you.
I'm going to live for you.
As you show me how.
As you show me how.
Now let me know.
Now let me know.
I'm on my way to heaven.
I'm on my way to heaven.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, please call somebody.
For anybody out there that just prayed that prayer for the first time, please call this number. It is Andrew Womack Ministries / Harris Bible College. Just press the number one as they give you the different numbers. Just press number one and they'll connect you with a minister. Their number is 719-635-1111. That is 719-635-1111. Once again, just call that number and press the number one as soon as they give you the extension and they'll connect you with a prayer minister.
Yes. And if you just prayed that prayer, I highly recommend this wonderful book. It's called God's What If Possibilities by Mark Batterson. And there's another book called The Cross, One Man, One Tree, One Friday. And it's by Pastor Rod Parsley. I highly suggest these books. And those books are going to be up on the screen for you. But I highly suggest that. And again, find a church. If you can't find a church, I highly suggest that you come, if you're in the Redlands area, come to the Ark Church. We have an amazing pastor. And I pray that as you prayed that prayer, may the healing power of God come through your life like never before.
Amen. Amen.
And as we close today, I want to close with this poem that says, "Oh, the blood is all my plea. Hallelujah, it cleanses me. Oh, the blood is all my plea. Hallelujah, it saves me."
Amen, amen. Thank you, Trayvon. I'm going to end us off with just one prayer as well. If you feel led to right after, you can go ahead and end it off, Trayvon. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for everyone that has listened to this podcast or watched this video on YouTube. I pray, Father, that you would do something unique, something powerful, something that is anointed, that only comes through a relationship with you, an intimate relationship with you, Jesus. Father, I thank you that it's not about following rules or regulations. Father, it's about being loved by you. When we are loved by you, then the works come out of us for your glory to bless other people around us. So Holy Spirit, do a unique thing. Whoever is listening or watching, may they just experience the tight heat of your presence around them and letting them know that this is not just magic or whatever, but this is a miracle of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would just confirm each word what Ryan has prayed upon. And I pray that for those that are going to be watching or going to be listening to this video and podcast, may they just be encouraged and inspired, Lord, by the testimony that you gave me. And Lord, when we feel like we mess up, Lord, we know that whenever we mess up, you never stop loving us, Lord. Yes. And I pray that your love and power will just encourage those, will touch those lives. And I pray for the mother and father that don't even know you as Lord Father, may they pray that prayer and may they just feel the warmth and the thanksgiving of your presence and of your Spirit, Lord. I pray that the mighty baptism of the Holy Spirit will come upon them like never before. Holy Spirit, be in that room as they watch this video, even before they watch this video, Lord, or as they listen to this podcast, or even before they listen to this podcast. May they be inspired, and may they be touched by your spirit, and may they just be, may they be warriors for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Well, thank you, everybody, for watching Whole Creations. We will talk to you soon on the next Whole Creations episode.
Father in heaven, I pray for those that are sick right now. I pray for those that are in pain. Sickness and pain, be gone. Jesus' power be revealed. And Lord, I pray that those who have watched this video and that have watched this powerful testimony, may they be encouraged and inspired, and may they be healed physically, and may they be healed financially. In Jesus' name, amen.